Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Zayin, but as we are a little bit behind, we are 20 lines from the top of Daf Vav Amud Aleph. So yesterday we spoke about the halacha of Amira by Kiddushin. We said that just like by Gerushin, it's not enough that a man give the get over to his wife in order for it to be Megureshes, but in addition to the Venasa Biyada, he also has to tell her clearly that this document that he's giving her is for the purpose of divorcing her, Hagite Chareat Muteris L'Chaladam, or other different phrases that the Braisa says would work as well. The same is true by Kiddushin. So it's not enough that the man do the Maisa Kicha, it's not enough that there be a Kesef Shtarabiyah. In addition to the Maisa component, there's an Amira component as well. Chareat Mikudesh Asli, or as we saw yesterday, different Lashonis that were approved by the Chachamim as being Lashonis of Kiddushin. The Braisa, or the Gemara, on the top of the Avav Amud Aleph had an Iboyelhu, a whole list of words, Lashonis, that the Gemara was not sure. If a man would tell a woman that Lashon in the context of Hare At Li, would it be considered a Lashon of Kiddushin or not? So for example, Hare At Miyuchedesli, Hare At Miyuedesli, Hare At Ezrasi, Negdasi, Atsurasi, Tzalasi, Skurasi, etc. And the Gemara said that it wasn't sure. The only one that it didn't know was, if a man says Hare At Chirufasi, Bi Yehuda, there it's going to work. Clears the Gemara, 20 lines from the top. Mayaskinon, all these different shailas that the Gemara cleared. So for example, if somebody tells his wife, or his wife-to-be, Hareyat Miyuchedesli, where the Gemara was unsure whether it's a Lashon Kedushin or it's not a Lashon Kedushin. What are we talking about? If we're talking about where a man just goes over to a woman, out of the blue, they never had a conversation about getting married, they never went on a date, just goes over to her and says, Hareyat Miyuchedesli, and she says, okay. And there the Gemara has a tzad that maybe she should be Mekudeshes. There's no way in the world she could be Mekudeshes in that case. Why? Because Mino Yoda, my Kamala, how in the world is she's supposed to know what he's talking about? And for us to jump through hoops now and assume that even though they never were talking about getting married, he maybe meant Miyu Chedesli, Miloshin Vahayu Lubasar Echad, and it's his roundabout way of saying Kareat Mikudeshesli, is a very big chiddush. So if they weren't having a conversation prior to him saying Kareat Miyuchedesli about marriage, it's a very big chiddush that the Gemara would even entertain the tzad that she's married. Because even if really in the perfect world it is a lashon of kedushin, but mina yada, how in the world does she know? Well, it has to be that the discussion of the Gemara is b'medaber imal iskagita v'kedusha, where they were having a conversation about getting married. And still, the Gemara is not sure whether Hareyat Miyuchedesli would be a Lashon of Kedushin, but the Gemara's kasha is, if they were talking about getting married, that even if he never said anything, she should be Mekudesh. That's the time, because we learned in the Mishnah. What's that? Just that. Oh, Eliske Gita. Right. And these shailas that the Gemara discussed were all Kedushin shailas, not Gerushin shailas. Good point. Ella Deloy Omar the Ella Bimadabri Imal Iska Gita Vikidushel. Then Avagav Deloy Omar Nami, even if he didn't say anything. Tankos, we went to the Mishnah. Hey, Madabri Im Isha Iska Gita Vikidushel. If a man was talking to a woman about Gita Vikidushel, Vinosam La Gita Vikidushel, and he gave her either the get or Kedushin, Veloy Pirish, and he didn't explain what exactly he meant to give. So let's pick the case of Kedushin, because that's what we're learning now. So a man and a woman are talking about potentially getting married, and then the man gives this woman a ring, a pruta, or a shava pruta, and he doesn't say the words Hareyat Mekudesh Asli. So it's machlokes tanam whether or not this woman's married. Rabbi Yosi says she's married. Because even though there's a din that you have to say Hareyat Mekudesh Asli, in this case that they were anyways talking about getting married, you don't have to say Hareyat Mekudesh Asli. Rabbi Yehuda says, Sorich lefarish. No, he still would have to say Hareyat Mekudesh Asli. Vom Ravuna Mashmuel, Allah like Rabbi Yosi. But Ravuna said in the name of Shmuel, Allah is like Rabbi Yosi, that if they were Medabral Iske Gita Vekidusha, and he did a Maisa Kicha, even if he didn't say an amira at all, still the halacha is that she's going to be mikudesha. So the Gemara's kash is memanav shach. Are we talking about where he was a medaber imal iske gita v'kidusha, and then he gave her a pruta or a shavar pruta? He said arei miuchadasli mina yada mai kamar. Even if really it should be a lashon of kedusha, but there's no way she knows that. So there's no way for us, the edim, to assume that she realizes that she's getting married. We can't assume that she had das makna as a result. There's no way she's going to be married. Elamai, they were talking about marriage. If they were talking about marriage, then Vaita, what's the shayla on the Gemara? Because even if he didn't say anything at all, we pass on like Rabbi Yossi that daya, that it shouldn't be a problem. Amri says the Gemara, really it's talking about where they were talking about getting married. And Enochinami, had he said nothing, she would be married based on Rabbi Yossi's halach. But here we're talking about the Yahavla, where he didn't say nothing. He said something. And the fact that he said something, he was a Moisef Gereya. V'hachi kami boilein. That is the Gemara Shaila. Hani lishni. These lishoynes that he did say, l'kedushe ka'amala, are these lishoynes of kedushin, in which case he didn't mess anything up by talking. Or perhaps, no, miyuchedes is dafka, not a lashon of kedushin. So although he was medabra al iske gita v'kedushel, and had he said nothing, that in itself would be the equivalent of amira, and she would be married if he did a maisa kinyan. But being that he said something, and it could be that what he said doesn't mean kedushin, maybe he means come work for me, or something else. It's for that reason the Gemara had a shayla, and the Gemara says, teku, we're not sure what the halacha is. Goof. So we just mentioned this halacha of hoy medaber in mo'ishal iske gita v'kidushel, and then he either gives her a get or a kedushin, that it's the equivalent of amira. So the Gemara expounds a little bit on this halacha. Hoy medaber in mo'ishal iske gita v'kidushel. If a man was talking to his wife about divorce, or to a woman that's not his wife about marriage, v'nasan lo gita v'kidushel, and then he did the maisa, he gave his wife the get, or he gave this woman a kesef or a shava pruta, v'loy pirish, he didn't explain, so there was no amira, there's a din amira, there was no amira. Yesi amir daye, Rabbi Yehuda oimet sarach lefarish, this is the machlikis that the Gemara just brought. Amr Rabbi Yehuda ma'ashmuel, v'hu shasukim ba'isa inyin. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that the only time Rabbi Yossi said the halacha of daya is if they were talking about getting married, and while they were discussing getting married, he gave her the pruta, the shava pruta. But let's say they were talking about getting married, and then they started talking about something else, and then he pops the question. Well, there was no question. That's the point. He gives her the kesef or the shava kesef. At that point, even Rabbi Yossi would agree that it wouldn't work. So it has to be says the Gemara that although the Amirai assumed for a davar pashit that even Rabbi Yossi, who said it works, only said it works if they were literally talking about marriage at that exact moment that he gave her the kesef, it's in fact a machlokes ketanoi. Rabbi says v'hushasukim ba'isayin, that the only time Rabbi Yossi said his halacha is dafka if they were literally asukim ba'isayin. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon Omer afal pi she'ein asukim ba'isayin. No, that as long as they had previously talked about it, even if they're not a sukkim bayis inyan right now, still she's going to be mekudeshes. Freik the Gemara, vilavda sukkim bayis inyan minayada mai karmala. Who cares that they were once talking about it? If right now they're not a sukkim bayis inyan, it should be a problem. The whole idea of medaber imal iske gita v'kudusha is they're talking about marriage, and then he gives her a pruta or a shava pruta. So we assume that the conversation about marriage teaches what he's doing. He means to marry her. But if they're not asukim ba'isa inyan, even if you're going to tell me in lumdis, it can constitute amira. But the same question that the Gemara asked earlier on the Yomid, minayada, how could you assume that this girl knows exactly what's going on? See, even if you want to tell me it is an amira, but she has to know, because if she doesn't consent, she cannot get married, says the Gemara. Amar Abaya. So Abaya said that even when Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon said, afal pi she'ein asukin ba'isa inyan, so you've heard this phrase before, now you know where it comes from. It was me inyan li inyan ba'isa inyan. So it wasn't that they were talking literally about marriage, but they were talking about things that somehow relate to marriage. Rashi says, what kind of things? The important things. How much money? Tachlis? Kamasodis? Yesh l'chalis? Fairness, man. We started showing her financial statements in order to consummate this deal. So it wasn't the marriage per se, but it was a conversation related to marriage. And as a result, Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon says, that's enough. Rabbi says, no. Me'inyin le'inyin ba'oisa inyin is not enough. It has to be dafka B'shasukim ba'oisein. So either way, we just went through this Gemara fairly quickly, a fairly straightforward Gemara, where the Gemara says a chiddush, that even though there's a din, that in order for a man to marry a woman, he has to say the magic words, hareat mekudeshesli, hareat meuresesli, hareat liliintu, or different lashonos, that the Gemara is sure or unsure of whether or not would be a lashon of kedushin, but it's only if they weren't talking about marriage at the time that the man did the Maisa Kicha. But to the extent that they were anyways talking about marriage, in the context of Kiddushin, it's the Kiddushel part. They were having a conversation about marriage. If it was Asukin Ba'isa Inyan, or according to Rabbi Elazar Shimon, even if it was Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan, he would not have to say anything. He wouldn't have to say Areat Mekudesh Asli. But that in itself would be enough in order for it to constitute an Amira. That's the Gemara right here. Kiddushin davov amid aleph. On this Gemara, there are two bomb kashas that literally take over the sugya when you learn this sugya in yeshiva. The first is the Rajba's kasha. The Rajba asks, that we learned yesterday, a very important halacha. What would be if the man gives his wife, does the maisa kicha, he gives his wife a pruta or a shava pruta, nosanhu, the Amrohi, rather than he be the one to say Harei Mekudesh Esli, she, the woman, says Harei Mekudesh Eslecha. So the Gemara said the halacha is it's not going to be a kedushin, because it says in the Torah Ki Yikach V'loy Ki Sikach V'loy Ki Silokach. He has to be the one to do everything, and to the extent he's not the one that's saying Harei Mekudesh Esli, she's saying it, even though he's doing the Maisa, it doesn't matter. Nosanhu va'amrehi is not going to be a kedushin. Freit de Rajba, how could Nosanhu va'amrehi be any worse than Hoye Medaber Ima Liske Gita v'kedusha? We just learned the Gemara, where the Gemara says you don't have to say anything, really. You don't have to say Areat Mekudesh Esli. You don't have to say Ameures Esli. As long as it's clear at the time that the man does the Maisa Kicha, that he's doing it L'Shem Kedushin. Why? Because they're sitting and they're talking about getting married and where they're going to live, and they're discussing Hashkafas, right? Things that Chassan Kalas discuss. So what's the Shaila then, that what he did was L'Shem Kedushin? We know that that must be what it was. So even though he never said the magic words, Hareat Mekudeshesli, will you marry me? It doesn't matter. It's still the Kiddushin is going to be Chal, because it's Muchach from what's going on, why he's doing it. So Freit the Rajba, if the woman says, Harei Mekudesh Eslecha, and the man says, sure, and he pulls a ring out of his pocket and he gives it to the woman, how could that be any worse than Hoye Medaber Imal Iske Gita V'Kudushel? How is it possible that she's not going to be Mekudesh? That's kasha number one. The second kasha, the Achreinim asks, the Nesivos and Teres Kitten, and really all the Achreinim ask the same kasha, and it's based on another Gemara we learned yesterday. Yesterday, the Gemara mentioned the halacha of Yodos by Kedushin, where Shmuel said, if a man would tell a woman, Harei at Mikudeshes, without saying li, depending on whether a yad she'ina meichiach is a yad or is not a yad, it could be the kedushin's going to be work. There's a concept of a yad b'kedushin, just like there's a concept of a yad b'nedarim, b'neziris, b'shvuas, there's a concept of a yad by kedushin. Now the truth is that although our Gemara seemed to assume for a davar pashat that you have the halacha of yad by kedushin, there's another Gemara in Shas, nedarim davav amid beis, where the Gemara is very unsure. Boy, rapapa, yesh yad li kedushin, or Ein Yad LeKiddushin. And if you learn the Gemara over there, it's clear, and it's really pashit if you're holding in the sugyas of Yadis, that the Gemara Shaila of Yesh Yad LeKiddushin or Ein Yad LeKiddushin is even where it's a Yad Mechiach, even where it's 100% clear what this man wants to do. There's no ambiguity. We know exactly what he's trying to do. Still, it's not clear whether the Lashon Kedushin will be a Lashon Kedushin, because Yadis is a Chiddush, and unless you have a Ribuy, that a Yad is considered a Lashon, if the halacha would be Ein Yad LeKiddushin. And if Ein Yad LeKiddushin, it could be Muchach from today till tomorrow, it doesn't matter. Either you say it or you don't say it. Freik the Teres Kitten, the Nesivos, every single time a man goes over to a woman and he doesn't say Areh Mekudesh Esli, he says a Lashon that's a Yad, but it's a Yad Mechiach. We're a Papa headed side in the Dharm Davov on the days, Ein Yad LeKiddushin. Every Yad Mechiach B'Kiddushin should be Loi Gara from Hoye Medaber Imo, Aliske Gita V'Kiddushel. To the extent that it's Muchach, what he wants to do. And it is muchach, because we're talking about a yad moichiach. So we know exactly what his intention is. It's clear that he means to marry her. What's the problem? He didn't say a fire to geloshin. That's kedushin davav and aleph. Even if he doesn't say anything, if he's medaber ima aliske gitav kedushel, that would be enough in order for it to constitute marriage. Zefreit in esivos. What's rapapa's sad? Ein yad le kedushin, even where it's a yad moichiach. Why is that any worse than hoye medaber ima aliske gitav kedushel? So again, two kashas on this gemara. Kasha number one, nosan huva amrahi, which the gemara said on afayam at base, is not good. Why not? Because ki yikach v'loy kisilokach. But if it's nos, if it's amrahi, let that at least create umdana. And if we have an umdana now that this man means to now be mekadesh this woman, it should be no worse than where he didn't say anything, and all you have is an umdana. The halach is that it works. Kasha number two, that nesivus is kasha. Rapapa in the darm davavam at base, who had it said ein yad lekedushin, even where it's a yad mechiach, to the extent it's mechiach, let the yad create umdana. And again, just like medaber imal iske gita vekedusha, where there's no amira at all you have is umdana. It works. Certainly, it should work over here as well. Two bomb kashas based on this gemara that we just learned right now. Now, and the truth is that if you look in the Birch Shmuel, Sechtes Kedushin, Simen Aleph, Rabbi Archbeh brings that he asked these kashas to Rabbi Chaim. And Rabbi Chaim said a one-line answer to answer both kashas. And there's a whole Simen in Birch Shmuel and Lamdis and Super Lamdis, all based on trying to explain what exactly Rabbi Chaim meant. And Rabbi Chaim's Lashon, the way it's printed in Birch Shmuel, is the Teretz Mori V'Rebbe, the Mizem Muchach, from these two kashas, it's Muchach, the Min Lashon Shal Kedushin Loy of Dinan Anan Umdran. The way it's said over in Yeshiva is Rabbi Chaim told Rabbi Baruch Ber in Yiddish that Fun A Lashon, Fun A Dibur, Kemenish Machen An Umdana. So it's true, there's a concept of Umdana. And if there's Umdana at the time that the man gives the kesef over to the woman, that he means to do it l'shem kedushin, then it's considered a kedushin, even if there was no dibur at all. You don't need dibur. Umdana would work. But if the whole umdana is all based on a dibur, then the umdana doesn't work. Because for a dibur, kemenish machin kan umdana. And in the case of Nasan Huva Amrahi, she said, hareini mikudeshes l'cha. There was a dibur. The dibur is not a good dibur because ki yikach v'loy kisilokach. The kasha is, let the dibur create umdana. It should be no worse than hoye medaber ima liske gvita v'kidusha. Said Rab Chaim, fin a dibur machmenish kan umdana. The nesivus' kasha was, what was Rapapa's side in yad l'kidushin, even by yad moichiach? Let the loshen of arei at mikudeshes, the loshen of yad moichiach, at the very least, create umdana. You can't. Because being that there was a dibur, it wasn't a good dibur. In Hilchas dibur, it doesn't work. Let the dibur create umdana, then adibur machmenish kan umdana. The question is, why not? And that's the whole Birch Shmuel, and that's something maybe we'll talk about a little bit on Shabbos, or maybe we'll save it for another day, but very much outside of the scope of what it is we do. It really goes into the lumdis of how you understand kiyikach and how you understand the din amira of kedushin. It's a very difficult, but at the same time, very geshmaka shtickle. It's Birch Shmuel, Simon Aleph, and Mesechtes Kedushin. Zok tegemar vayit. B'chein begerishin, by gerishin, nasan lagita. So if you have a man and a woman are married, the man now gives his wife a get. V'omel, and he says, hareyat mishulachas, hareyat migureshes, hareyat muteres l'chalodam. So what's the halacha? Harehi migureshes. Pshita says the gemar, nasan lagita v'omel ala ishtay. The man would give his wife a get, and he would say, hareyat paschirim, and this next half of Amid Gemara is literally word for word, verbatim, a gemara in Gittin daf pei hei amid beis. And although that feels like a long time ago, it was actually last week. So we learned this gemara word for word about a week ago. Nasan lagitas, if a man gives his wife a get and he tells her, hare at bas chayrin, you're a free woman. Layam av loy klog. So although it could be that when she was married, she wasn't free, and now by getting divorced, she will be free. It doesn't matter. It's still not a lashon of gerishin. If you were being meshacher, yeshiv chaknanis, you may want to say hareyat bas chayrin. But hareyat bas chayrin, although it's related to marriage, but that's not a lashon of gerishin. Amulah l'shivcha. The same would be true if somebody tells a shivcha, hareyam uteres l'chal adam, layam avalei klum, because that's not a lashon of shichrur. That's a lashon of gerishin. Amulah ishtareyat la'atzmecha ma'o. What would be, however, if a man tells his wife, hareyat la'atzmecha, you now belong to yourself. What's the shayla? Mi amrina, do we say, le'melacha kamar la, that when he said, hareyat la'atzmecha, he didn't mean that you're now free, you're divorced, I have nothing to do with you anymore. He just meant to tell her that although ordinarily a man has a schus in any income that his wife earns, you can keep your earnings. No, maybe what he meant to say was that right now when we're married, you belong to me, and I'm you're not nicknessed to me anymore. And really what he means is to divorce her. So is it a lashon of gerushin or is it not a lashon of gerushin? I'll bring you a rat. Tiny, willing to the price. We shall get shechrer. What's the lashon of a get shechrer? So if a man wants to free his eved, so what's the lashon? Hare ato ben chayrin. Hare ato laatzmecha. So hare ato ben chayrin. That's obvious. But even if he says hare ato laatzmecha, that's the lashon of shechrer. Says the gemara. Hashd. Uma eved kanani dekana legufe. Ma dechen eved kanani. Where the man owns the guf of his eved, he physically owns him. When he says hareat la'atzmecha, he means to free him. So even though he has total control over his eved kanani, still the very subtle, the very fine language of hareat la'atzmecha is enough to indicate that he means to free him legamri. It doesn't just mean to say you can now keep your earnings. No, you're 100% free. So isha deloy kani legufa, a woman where he never owned her in the physical sense. He doesn't own her in the same way that he owns his eved. So certainly if he says, that should be enough. That should constitute a lashon of gerushin. So we'll get back to that in a minute. But first, let's finish the Gemara. What if a man tells his eved, I have nothing to do with you? That lashon of ein li esek b'cha. Me, I mean, ein li esek b'cha legamri kamalei. Does again, he mean to say, I have nothing to do with you, you're free. It just means to say that you can keep any malacha that you do. Bring you a right from a Mishnah in the Sechtes Gittin and Perakash Alech. Somebody sells his Evik Nani to a guy. Why? It's a Knast. Chachamim canceled any person that sells his Evik Nani to a guy, that this Evik Nani goes lecheres. Now, you can't force the person that bought the Eved Kanani, the guy, to free his Eved Kanani. Why would he do that? But what you now have to do is you have to buy the Eved Kanani back from the person that you sold it to. Even if you're going to have to pay some ridiculous amount of money, you're going to buy the Eved Kanani back and you're going to free him. Why can't you sell an Eved Kanani to a guy? Because an Eved Kanani is chayev in mitzvahs like a woman. He's a miktsas Yisrael. The Rambam says he goes through a miktsas geirus process. So he's a quasi-Jew. And as a result, you can't force him. You can't impose upon him now to live with a non-Jew because there's no way that he'll be able to be shomer Torah mitzvahs. V'tzorech get shichra mirabi rishon. The halacha is that after the Yid redeems his Eved Kanani back from the guy, he has to now give him a get shichur. Amrav Shem Gamliel, meaning he has to free him. But medvar mamurim shleikasav alavoinet. The only time he would have to give him a get shichur after he redeems him, if he hasn't already written an oinoi. Avokasav alav oinoi, zeo shichuroi. The oinoi constitutes shichur. Heichidami oinoi. What is oinoi? So Rav Sheshes explained it. Amrav Sheshes, the kasav lei. Kishetivrach mimenu ein li esek b'cha. If he wrote to the Eved Kanani, when he sold him, that if you run away from your new master, you have nothing to worry about. I'm not going to come after you. Ein li esek b'cha. That in itself would constitute the shichur component so that he would then be free. The oinoi somehow constitutes shichur. But what do we need for our sugya? That ein li esek b'cha is a lashon of shichur. So that's what Rav Ashi said, that you see from here, that the lashon of ein li esek b'cha is very much going to be a lashon of shichur. So, again, a very straightforward gemara, but there's a very important yesoid that's negeya, mesechtes kedushin, that's tucked away in this gemara, and it's worth emphasizing just for one moment. The gemara had a shayla. If a man tells his wife, harei at la'atzmecha, is that a lashon of gerushin, or is that not a lashon of gerushin? So Ravina told Rav Ashi, I'll bring you a raya. Because the halacha is, if a man tells his eved kanani, Hare atola atzmecha. The halach is that it's a lashon of shichur. So if it's a lashon shichur for an eved kanani, it certainly has to be a lashon gerushin for a woman. Why? He said a kal v'chomer. Ma eved kanani dekana legufe. Ma dechen eved kanani, where the man owns the guf of the eved. The halach is hare atola atzmecha. Is a lashon that I'm relinquishing my kinyan in you. So kal v'chomer a woman where the man doesn't own the guf of the woman. The kinyan that he has qualitatively is a much lesser kinyan. Certainly, if he says, it would constitute that he's relinquishing his rights, that he's no longer going to own her. What you see in this Gemara is that there's a very big difference between the kinyan that a man has in his eved, in his shivcha, versus the kinyan that a man has in his wife. Now you would think that, of course, it should be that way. But it's not so obvious, because when you start Masechtas Kedushin, the first words of the Mishnah, Ha'isha niknes b'shalish drachim. So it's very obvious that a man, as we mentioned in the Akdama, marriage is not a merger, it's an acquisition. The man now has a kinyan in his wife. So to the extent that he has a kinyan in his wife, mechitesi, to start being mechalik between the kinyan that a husband has in his wife versus the kinyan that a man has in his eved, in his shivcha. The makar that there's a chilik is this gemara right here. Kedushin daf vav amadeis, and as we mentioned earlier, it's also gemara gittin daf pehei. This is the makar that the kinyan that a man has in his wife is different than the kinyan that a man would have in his shivcha and that a man would have in his eviknani. And the truth is that we know the Gemara says throughout Shas, we had it already here in the first parak of Masechtas Kedushin, that Ula said, Dvar Torah Arusa Bas Yisrael Echelos Betruma, that Midai Raisa, a man who marries a woman, even if all they had was Eris and all they had was Kedushin, if he's a Kohen and she's a Bas Yisrael, say he's allowed to eat Truma, she's not allowed to eat Truma, still the Halacha is, on the Dai Raisa level, an Arusa Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. It's Midrabanan that she's not allowed to. Shema Yimzugu Lo Kois Beveisavia, Mishum Simple. We had the abridged version of the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph here in Kedushin. It's more Barichos and Perek Afal Pi Masechtas Ksubis, but that's a well-known Gemara. How did Ula know? How do we know that Arusa Bas Yisrael is a Cheles Betrumah? Says the Gemara because it says V'koyin Kiyikne Nefesh Kinyan Kaspoy. And a woman in Arusa is Kinyan Kaspoy. What makes an Arusa Kinyan Kaspoy? That's the first mission of the Masechta. Yisha Niknes. So it means that she's a possession of the husband. And the halacha is that any one of the Kohen's possessions, like his avodim, his shivchas, are allowed to eat truma. So his wife's also allowed to eat truma, because she's a possession. Because so isha niknes. Now the truth is, let's take this a step further. The Torah doesn't just call the woman a kinyan of the man. The Torah refers to the woman as kinyan kaspoy. What does kinyan kaspoy mean? It sounds like she's his money. That she literally belongs to him in the same way that an Eben and a Shivcha belongs to his Adon. But it's Yidua from the Avni Meluim, and this is from the important Yesoidus here again in Masechtas Kedushin, with Avni Meluim said that the definition of Kinyan Kaspoy as it relates to an Arusa Bas Yisrael is not that she is Kaspoy. She's not the Kesef. She's not Kaspoy Shel Baila. So that the man, he owns a house, he owns a car, he has a shor, a chamor, an eved, a shivcha, he also has a wife. No, that's not the way you define kinyan kaspoy as it relates to the Arusa Bas Yisrael. What does kinyan kaspoy then mean? It means kinyan haba al yidei kesef. And being that Aisha's niknes bekesef, she's called kinyan kaspoy. So the eved and the shivcha are kinyan kaspoy, they themselves are the kaspoy. Aisha is kinyan kaspoy because she's niknes al yidei kesef. And the Avni Meluim brings a Ryan the flaw to what he said from a Rashi in the Sechtes Ksubis Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. Rashi over there is discussing a woman that's Miskadeshes Bebiya. So a man was Mekadesh a woman Bebiya. So you're not supposed to. Rab used to give Malkus to people that were Mekadesh Bebiya. But you can. It's the first Mishnah in Kedushin. Ha'isha Niknes Bekesem Shtar Bebiya. So Rashi over there is discussing that a woman that's Miskadeshes Bebiya, an Arusa Bas Yisrael, to a Kohen, is a lady truma. And Rashi says, you know how you know she's a lady truma? The iskish havayas lahadodi. Because just like a woman that gets married bekesef is a lady truma, so a woman that gets married bebi is also a lady truma. Because the three havayas, kesef, shtar, bebiya, they're all hukish lahadodi. Freik the avni meluim, the ktsoi sachoish, I don't understand. You need a hekish to tell me that an isha that's miskadesh's bebiya is a lady truma? What's the difference if she's miskadesh's bebiya, or if she's miskadesh's bekesef, or if she's miskadesh's beshtar? Either way, there's a kinyan, and the Torah says, v'koyin kiyikne nefesh, kinyan kaspoy, the halacha is, she's a lady truma. Zokta avni meluim. That's only if the way you understand kinyan kaspoy, that she herself becomes the kesef of her husband. But as we just mentioned, that's not the way you're supposed to read the pasuk. Kinyan kaspoy means, kinyan haba'al yudei kesef? Because she is in cosplay. How do I know that? Our Gemara, we just learned. Kedushin davav amid beis. She doesn't belong to him. She's not kasper. You can't say that. That's not a true statement. So what does kinyan kasper mean? Kinyan abayidei kesef. That means the whole ribuy that an ishes yuskoyin is allowed to eat truma is if it was abayidei kesef. So how do you know if he was mekadesh abibiyah that she's allowed to eat truma? Zok drashi. Says the Avni Meluin, it's mefurish in this diak in Rashi, the Ruyin Hadvarim Lamisha Omron, that Rashi understood Kinyan Kaspay exactly the way the Avni Meluin is explaining it. Not that she's Kaspay, but rather it's a Kinyan Haba Al Yedei Kasef. Either way, the next Gemara is the famous Sugya of Mekadesh Bemilva, and we're going to do what we do. Amar Abaya, HaMekadesh Bemilva, Eino Mikudeshes. BeHanoas Milva, Mikudeshes. So what does Mekadesh Bemilva mean? Reuven loaned money to Rachel. Rachel now owes Reuven $100. Reuven goes over to Rachel and says, will you marry me? She says, yeah, but you know, you have to give me money. Pruta, Shava Pruta. She says, you know what? That $100 that I loaned you, that you owe me, let that money be the Kesef Kedushin. Does it work or does it not work? That's a Mekadesh B'milva. Amar Abaya, a Mekadesh B'milva, Eina Mikudeshes. If it was Hanoas Milva, then Mikudeshes. So before we see Hanoas Milva, let's see Rashi inside. A Mekadesh B'milva, the Omar, Hiskachili B'milva, Shovisicha. So if a man tells a woman, marry me with the money that I loaned you, Eina Mikudeshes, Zok Rashi, you know why? Number one, the Kicha Mistei Efren Gav Minon. Because what's the Makar that each is nicknames Bekesef? The Gzeir Shava. Kicha, kicha, mi stay Ephraim. And when Avram Avinu bought stay Ephraim from Ephraim, he wasn't just moichel achoyv. He didn't buy it on credit. He actually gave her something. The yav mi di b'shas kedushin. He physically gave her, how much money? 400 shkolim. But he paid for the stay Ephraim. He gave Ephraim the money. Umilva, Rashi continues, lohitza nitna. Additionally, Rashi says that the halacha is, when a man loans somebody else money, that loan, the person that borrowed the money, is allowed to spend the money. He can do whatever he wants with it. So if Reuven loans Shimon $1,000, Shimon now has $1,000. He goes, he marries a woman, he buys a car, I don't know, he does things with the money. All the kinyanim that he made with the money that he borrowed, achal, because they're considered his money. He's going to have to give money back at some point. True, but he doesn't have to give the money that he borrowed back. He can give different money back. There's a very fundamental difference between a halva and a shela. They're very similar in nature, but they're not the same thing. What's the difference between someone borrowing money and somebody borrowing his friend's car? So if somebody loans you his car, you can't take the car, sell it, and give him back another car that's the same make and model. It doesn't work that way. You have to give him back that car. A she'ela means the thing that you took, you actually have to give back. But by money, it doesn't work that way. Somebody lends you $1,000, you don't have to give back the same $1,000 that you took. Milva lehitzah. It's understood that the person borrowing the money is going to use it. He's going to spend it. That's what lehitzah means. He's going to take it. He's going to go out with it. He's going to spend that money. So being that milva lehitzah nitno, vikvar hein shela, the money, therefore, that this man had loaned this woman already belonged to her. So if he now wants to be Mekadesher with that money, he's being Mekadesher with money that belongs to her. You can't be Mekadesher woman with money that belongs to the woman. You have to be Mekadesh the woman with money that belongs to you. So Rashi seems to say two reasons, two biurim, in why HaMekadesh B'milva Eina Mekudeshes. Number one, Kicha Mistei Ephraim Gaminallah. We know that Isha's nicknames Bekesef from Stei Ephraim, and by Stei Ephraim, Avram gave Ephraim real money. That's number one. Number two, Rashi says, it's because Milva Leitzotnit. And being that Milva Leitzotnit, the money belongs to her. How could you be Mekadesh a woman with money that belongs to the woman? Either way, that's a bias, very straightforward halacha. Mekadesh B'milva Eina Mekudeshes. Ba'anos Milva, if a man whoever is Mekadesh a woman, not with a Milva, but rather Ba'anos Milva. So there the halacha is mikudeshes. However, va'osur lasis kain b'pnei aromas ribbis. He can't do it because it looks like ribbis. It's a ribbis derabbanan. Says the Gemara, hayanos milva heichidami. So what exactly does it mean, hanos milva? Then we'll understand the halacha. Ilim in the askifa doesn't mean where he made up at the time that he loaned her the money, that in addition to her giving back the money that she's borrowing, he also wants to marry her. The Amar La Arba V'Chamisha doesn't mean where a man loaned a woman $4 and they made up at the time that she's going to have to give him back $5 And he now wants to be Mekadesher with that extra dollar. So number one, it can't be what Abaye said, because Haribis Ma'al Yisahu, that's real ribis. He said it's also Lassus came to Shum Haromas ribis. That's not Haromas ribis. What's the definition of ribis deiraisa? Ribis kitsutsa. So if they made up the ribis at the time that they loaned the money, that's ribis deiraisa. So criteria number one is it has to be kitsutsa. If it wasn't made up at the time of the loan, they decided to attach it to the loan at some later point, that by definition makes it not ribis deiraisa. Number two, it has to be derech halva. A lot of the cases of ribis derabanan is if a person's involved in a business transaction, it could look like ribis, it's related to ribis, but ribis deiraisa has to be derech halva. Number one. Number two, it has to be ribis kitsutsa. But either way, if that's what happened over here at the time that he loaned her the money, they made up that there was going to be an extra zuz, then that's not haromas ribis. That's ribis deiraisa. So Abaye couldn't have meant that because he wouldn't have said va'asa lasis came yishum haromas ribis. He would have said va'asa lasis came because it's ribis deiraisa. Va'oid. And more so, hainu milva. If Abaye said a mekadesh b'milva, ena mekudeshes, then what's the difference if you want to be mekadesher with the money that you loaned her or with that extra zuz that she obligated herself to pay, which really she wasn't supposed to because it's ribis, but at the end of the day, the same svar is why a mekadesh b'milva, ena mekudeshes. Like Rashi said, because I'm not giving you anything, because milva loy tzadnit, no, that money belongs to you. So the same svar is that you have regarding mekadesh b'milva, you should have regarding mekadesh with that fifth zuz. Again, that can't be what Abaye meant. So loy tzricha, what then did Abaye mean when he said that although a mekadesh b'milva ena mekudeshes b'anos milva mekudeshes loy tzricha da arvich lo zimna? It's talking about where initially he loaned her $4 and there was no ribis, that was the deal. She has to pay it back in a year. A year or so passes, he goes over and says, you know what, you want to extend the terms of the loan a little bit? She says, absolutely, marry me. If you marry me, then I'm willing to push the loan off a little further. Then we'll be able to work something out. Says Abaye, that works. And he doesn't have to give her any kesef, but the hana that she now has from the fact that he was agreeable to extend the loan, that constitutes consideration. That's worth money. You know, Rashi says, you know, I know that's worth money because people would pay for that. People would pay. A person would pay out of pocket X amount of dollars to get a loan extended for a certain period of time. That's what the man gave her. It meets the criteria of kicha kicha mistei Ephraim. Avram gave money. He's giving her hana. We'll see more about this. Daf Zayin, today's daf, tomorrow's daf, whatever. We'll see more about this on Shabbos. But either way, that's the concept of hanoas milva. So a mekadesh b'milva ain't a mekudeshes, but a mekadesh b'hanoas milva mekudeshes. So there's a ton of raid on this gemara right here regarding mekadesh b'milva, but just two ha'aris. Ha'ara number one, gemara on daf mem zayin amir aleph. The gemara brings the same exact halach. Here we have amir abaya, ha'mekadesh b'milva ain't a mekudeshes, kedushin daf mem zayin amir aleph. Amir rav, ha'mekadesh b'milva ain't a mekudeshes. It's interesting. It's not very often you find this. The same exact gemara in Shas. It's Abaya in Kedushin Daf Vav on the days, and it's Rav in Kedushin Daf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph. But either way, the same Gemara. Amar Rav, HaMekadesh B'Milva, Eina Mikudeshes. Why? And Rav explained, because Milva Lo Hitzah, no. Being that Milva is Lo Hitzah, it's for that reason, it's hers. You can't marry a woman with money that belongs to the woman. It has to be your money. The Gemara later brings a Braisa, where the Gemara says, V'shavim B'mecher Shezeh Kona. The halacha is that if somebody wants to buy a field with a milva, so let's say Reuven loaned Shimon money. So Shimon now owns Reuven money. Shimon also owns a field. So Reuven tells Shimon that, you know what? I want to buy your field. Why don't I use the money that you owe me to buy your field? So the Gemara says, Kona, that's going to work. But the Gemara asks Akasha, it can't be, because Amrit Milvah Leitzan Nitna, if you're going to tell me that the reason a Mekadesh Milvah Nitna is because the money is not his, and you can only buy something, you can only be Mekadesh Nitna with your money. So just like you can only be Mekadesh Nitna with your money, you can only buy a field with your money. So the Gemara says, you're right. You have to say that when the Braisa said, V'shavim V'mechash Shezeh Kona, it means something else. Because if a Mekadesh Milvah is Nitna Mekadesh, because Milvah Leitzan Nitna, someone wants to buy a field with Kesef, it also wouldn't work, because you have the same exact svara of milva loitzonin. So either way, if you walk away from the sugya and kedushin daf mem zayin and aleph, you have a little more information than you have on daf vav mebeis. Number one, daf vav mebeis, the Gemara itself didn't explain why mekadesh b'milva in a mekudeshes. It was Abayis. Remember, Rashi explained it. The Gemara in kedushin mem zayin and aleph, number one, gives a beer. The reason is because milva loitzonin. No, so when the man loaned the money to the woman, it's her money. Being that it's her money, loitzonin. No, the man can't marry the woman with her money. Additionally, just like it doesn't work for Mekadesh, for Kedushin, so too, if a person would want to buy a field with a milva, that wouldn't work either, because the same svar, milva leitzanin, that you have by Kedushin, you would have by Mecher as well. Based on that, the Avni Meluin, Simin Chav Ches, Ois Tezayin, asks a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Ichus Perakeh Alochil Gimel Paskins, like the two Gemaras, HaMekadesh B'milva Einu Mekudesh. The problem is, the Rambam in Hilchas Mechir Perakeh Alochil Dalit says that if somebody wants to buy a field with karka, the Alochi is it works. Fake Davne Melumans, Keneged a Gemara Mufureshes, Kedushin Dachmem Zayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara said clearly that just like Mekadesh B'milva Einu Mekudeshes, why not? Because Milva Loitzon, no? It's for the same reason, Mecher wouldn't work either, because you just like you can't marry a woman with the woman's money, you can't buy a field using the Mecher's money. You have to use your own money. It's a freak. The Avni Meluim, the Gemara said for a Dover Pasha, there's no difference between Mecher and Kedushin, and the Rambam in his Yad Chazok, a Paskin, that Mekadesh Memilvo ain't a Mekudeshes, and by Mecher, it's going to work. Zok the Avni Meluim, a beautiful parents. Again, Viruyan Advarim. Lemi She'omram. Says the Avni Meluim, if you take a look in Rashi, in our sugya, Rashi added a reason why Mekadesh Milva ain't a Mekudeshes. The Gemara said in Kedushin and Zayin and Aleph, Milva Loitzonin. Rashi, for some reason, on Davav Amid Beis, and really all the Achrenim are bothered with this Kasha, wasn't satisfied with Milva Loitzonin. Rashi added a piece. Rashi said, you know why Mekadesh Milva ain't a Mekudeshes? Dekicha Mistei Efren Gamrinan Lo. Because we learn that a Mekadesh Isha Bekasev works, Mistei Ephraim, the Yod Midi B'Shas Kedushin. And just like Avram gave Ephraim money at the closing, so too a man has to give a woman money. Freik the Avni Meluim. Number one, why'd Rashi need this extra beer? Who needs it? Why is it necessary? What's wrong with what the Gemara said? And Rashi himself quotes the Gemara. So to the extent you have a Mefurish Gemara of Milva Leitzanin, what exactly is bothering Rashi? What's Rashi adding when he adds this piece of the kicha mistei Ephraim gavminon the yav midi b'shas kedushin? But zok da'ad meluim, I'm not sure what was bothering Rashi, but I do know one thing. If in order to establish the halacha of a mekadesh b'milva in a mekudeshes, you have to add Rashi's hoisofa, that kichas mistei Ephraim gavminon, I then have a chiluk, perhaps, between a mekadesh b'milva and somebody that wants to buy something with a milva. And it's based on a Tosfos later in the Masechta on Daf Chavav and Aleph. The Gemara later on Daf Chavav says, how do you know that karka is niknas b'kesef? Karka is defined in Shas as nechasim sheyesh l'machrayas. And the rule always is, nechasim sheyesh l'machrayas, such as karka, are niknas b'kesef shtar rabia. And it's a Gemara, Kedushin Chavav and Aleph. B'kesef minolon. And the Gemara learns it out from a Makar. Freik Tosfos, you're trying to find Makaris. How do you know Karka's Nictus Begesef? Karka's Nictus Begesef from Stay Ephroy. How do you know Anisha's Nictus Begesef? You learn how from Stay Ephroy. Kicha Kicha Mistay Ephraim. Just like Avram brought the Amara Samachpela, which was Karka with Kesef, so too Anisha's Nictus Begesef. So it's Poshit, if Stay Ephraim is the Makar that Anisha's Nictus Begesef, shouldn't it be obvious that that's the Makar that Karka's Nictus Begesef? So Taisvah says a Chiddush. Taisvah says something very mysterious. That the Gemara didn't learn it out from Stay Ephraim because Stay Ephraim happened before Matan Torah. And being that Stay Ephraim happened before Matan Torah, Avram Avinu was a Benoyach. Ephraim was a Benoyach. Bnei Noyach can buy karka bekesef, that I can learn from Stei Ephraim. But that a Yid can buy karka bekesef from Stei Ephraim, that I don't have a makar. How does the Gemara use that as the melamed to teach me Isha Niktas Bekesef? That's a Gzeira Shav. You have to know Gzeira Shav's work. But ironically, Stei Ephraim is the Makar that Isha's Niktas Bekesef, but it can't teach me what it in itself is saying. It's not the Makar that Karka's Niktas Bekesef. Zokt Davni Meluim Gevaldik. By Kiddushin, which is learnt out from Stei Ephraim, and there's a halacha that kicha mi Stei Ephraim gav minon diyov midi, and that's the only reason, says Rashi, that Isha a mekadesh b'milva ain't a mekudeshes, so I have a makar that a mekadesh b'milva ain't a mekudeshes. However, karka that's niknas b'kesef is not learnt out from Stei Ephraim, so it doesn't have to be dumya de kicha of Stei Ephraim. So based on that, You have no makar necessarily to say that if somebody buys a field b'milva, that the mecher is not going to be in effect. So says the Avni Miluim, you want a makar, a basis, how to start this conversation. That could be, even though milva leitzah nitna, still there would be a chilik between a makadish b'milva and somebody that buys something b'milva, the chilik would be based on this Rashi. If the whole makar, why makadish b'milva in makadishes, is because kicha mistei efrain gamrinon, so that would be a svara. That would be a svara for state for kiddushin. That wouldn't be a svara for mecher. Freik the avni meluim. So you'll ask me, Akasha, why didn't the Gemara in kiddushin daf mem zayin and aleph mention anything about kicha mistei efrain? The Gemara said it's all predicated on milva loitzad nitna. And for that reason, the Gemara said, just like you can't be Mekadosh b'milvi, you can't buy a field b'milvi either, says the Avim. It's very posh. Because you know who said the halacha Mekadosh b'milvi in Kedushin Mem Zayin Mem Aleph? It was Rav. We mentioned it at the beginning. Abaya said it in Kedushin Navova Mebez. Rav said it in Kedushin Daf Mem Zayin Mem Aleph. Rav l'shitasoy on Daf Gimel Mebez. The Gemara said, b'kesef minolon, omram yudom Rav, da omakro, v'yotzachinom en kosef. En kosef l'odan zeh, av yesh kesef l'odan acher. Rav l'shitasoy didn't learn enough from Kicha Mistei Efrain. Rav learns that the Makar that Isha's Nikdis Bekesev is from the Yotzachinam and Kosov. So Enochinami, Rav Lashitasi can't say that the reason of Makadish Milva is Enam Kudeshes is because it has to be Dumi the Kicha Mistei Efrain. Because according to Rav, you don't learn Kesev Kedushin from Stei Efrain. The whole Svaru would be Milva Leitzah Nitna. Milva Leitzah Nitna, just like it's a Svaru for Kedushin, it's a Svaru for Mecher as well. That's the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Mem Zayinam and Aleph. Rashi, however, was explaining Abaya. Abaya, Rashi explained like the halacha lemaisa, not like Rav's makar mechudeshes of a yotzachinam en kosef, but rather the makar that's quoted throughout Shas, which is kicha kicha mistei efrain, kicha kicha mistei efrain. Now there's already a new wrinkle why mekadosh b'milva einu mechudeshes, and now you already have a basis to say that it could be it's dafka svar by kedushin, it's not a svar by mecher. The Rambam brings the makar of Kiddushin, Bekesef, from Kicha, Kicha Mistei Efrain. Therefore, Lishitasa, he didn't paskin like the Gemara in Kiddushin Mem Zayinam and Aleph, that it's only because of Milva Leitzah Nitna. But rather, like Rashi said, it's related to the fact that Kicha's Mistei Efrain, thus it's a Svar Dafka by Kiddushin, it's not a Svar by Mecher. In other words, Enochinami, the Gemara in Kiddushin Mem Zayin, is not like the Rama. The Gemara says, Mefurish, that if Makadish, Milva, Enim, Makadash, if somebody buys a field, Bekiddush, Milva, that Mecher is not going to work either. How could the Rambam paskin not that way? Because the Rambam held that that sugin kedushin mem zayim and aleph was all Rav l'shitasai, who Rav learns that kinyan kesef by kedushin is learned out from the yotzachinam and kosef. But if you hold that the makar is kicha kicha mistei efrain, it could be it's more complicated than simply saying milva leitzah nitna. But rather, the makar is going to be based on the fact that kichas mistei efrain, kichas mistei efrain is a svara by kedushin. It's not a svara by kesef. Don't you know that a field is nikdis Kesef from Kicha Kicha Mistei Efrain? That's a Tosfos in Kedushin Daf Chavav Amid Aleph. The Rama Paskin like Abaya and Avav, not like Rav and Daf Mem Zayin. Classic Avni Meluin Veruyin Advarim Lamisha Amr. We'll just conclude with one thing that I realized I left on the table. So on Amid Aleph we had the whole Gemara of Hayim Adaber Ima Al Iske Gita VeKedushel. So the halacha is that it's not going to work. And the Gemara said, based on that, that if somebody is Eina Yodea, Betiv Gita V'Kedushin, well, actually, I skipped a few lines of Gemara. I just realized that now. Apparently, nobody else realized. Did I or didn't I?
You left it on the table.
What's that? We left it on the table. But either way, so the Gemara said that Kol She'Eina Yodea, Betiv Gita V'Kedushin, Lo Yehei Loi Esek Imahem. And I'm really tired, or we skipped a few lines of Gemara. Lo Yehei Loi Esek Imahem. So if someone is not, I didn't, someone's not Baki, Betiv Gitim V'Kedushin, Lo Yehei Loi Esek Imahem, you shouldn't be involved in Gitim V'Kedushin. And the Gemara said, Afilu Loi Shmi Lei Hadar Avunah Shmuel, even if someone doesn't know that this halach of Hayim Adabar Imal Iski Gitim V'Kedushin, does that disqualify him from getting involved in Gitim V'Kedushin? Amalei Enochinam. Yeah, that would disqualify the person from getting involved in Yone, we have to ask Ben, in Yone Gitim V'Kedushin. So Rashi said, why Lo Yehei Loi Esek Imahem? If someone is not a Baki, Betiv Gitim V'Kedushin, the Gemara said on Amid Aleph, he can't get involved in Gitim V'Kedushin. Lo Yehei Loi Esek Imahem. So in order to be involved in a Git, in order to be involved in a Kedushin, you have to be a Baki, B'inyan Gitim V'Kedushin. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's an Evan Ezra Simon Memtes. Halacha Gimel. Kol mi she'ein a Baki, Betiv Gitim V'Kedushin, Lo Yehei Loi Esek Imahem, Lo Hoyrois Bahem. So if you're not a real Baki, you're not a guru, in Inyan Gitim V'Kedushin, don't get involved in Gitim V'Kedushin. Says the Mechaber, lohoyros them, meaning don't paskin shaylos. Shebekal yochalitos, it's very easy to make a mistake if you're not a real bucky. V'yatir eso erva, you'll be mater erva. V'goyer maharbis mamzerim b'Yisrael, and you're going to end up being marba mamzerim b'Yisrael. So it's very important if you want to get involved in getting the kedushin, they have to be in bucky. But the Mechaber says one word, lohoyros them, don't paskin shaylos. Zok titas, the makar to that word lohoyros is Rashi kedushin davova med aleph. And says the Taz. That you know why the Mechaber said Lahiris? Because it's only Tapaskin that is a Kepeda. But let's say somebody wants to be a Masada Kedushin, so you're going to stand under the Chuppah, you're going to be the Masada Kedushin. Do you have to be a Baki Betiv Gitin the Kedushin? Or do you not have to be a Baki Betiv Gitin the Kedushin? Says the Taz, from the Lashon Lahiris, it's Mashma, that there's no Kepeda. Mashma, the Nesinas Kedushin ain't Kepeda Kolkach. The Ainu Lesader HaKedushin Tachas HaChuppah. She'en Sham HaYirah. He's not Paskining any Shailas. You're just making sure that everything happens smoothly. Vim came Beget Hoyanami. So based on that, you would think that just like Lohoyros is Dafka in the context of Kedush, Lohoyros should be Dafka in the context of Gerushin as well. So if somebody is not a Baki but Tefkit of the Kedushin, he could be a Masada Gerushin. But says the Taz of Lofia MS Enoikain, the Benesinas Kedushin ain't Sham Harbe Pratim Ba'osi Siba. Because the Masada Kedushin doesn't really have to do that much. The Ein Mitsuyim Shinuyim Shem Sheshayach B'Mayro. There's not so much going on where the person can easily make a mistake. There's a lot of different pratim. Even if you're just being masada the get, you're not paskining a shayla. You're not writing a tshuva, whether the get's a kosher get or not. You're just being masada the get. That in itself would be an issue. And it's for that reason you should not give a person to be masada get. Says the Taz, that's the minig Yisrael. That when it comes to siddikadushin, even someone that's not a super lamdan. Masha'en came beget, as opposed to when it comes to a get, we're very careful. Medaktik, the Masada get, has to be a real baki. And the truth is, if you think about it, what's the difference? What's the makar that the Masada get has to be a baki? You have to be a yodeya b'tiv gittin. Same exact lashon agamara. You have to be a yodeya b'tiv kedushin. And it's the same sifkot in shulchan aruch. It's even as a simen memtes of gotten gimel. The same sifkotin is a halacha regarding kedushin and regarding gittin. So what's the pshat then that we're so makbid that the Masada, there are few Masada gittin in Klai, so how many people are, and every rov is a Masada gittin, but every rov is a Masada kedushin, that's not such a big deal. What's the difference? If you have to be a day, you have to be a day. It says the Taz, it's practical. Lamaisa, it's complicated to be a Masada get, and even if you're not paskin Gashai, there's so many pratim. It's not so difficult to be a Masada kedushin. I mean that it's not so difficult, that's why the minig Yisrael is that we're not so makbid that a person should be a lamdan gadol. We ran out of time, but if you take a look at the Pischei Tshuva says that although the Taz said that the minig is that you're not mechabit to the kedushin to a lamdan gadol necessarily, we're not so medaktik, but he brings from the Shvus Yaakov who felt not that way. And based on this halacha, he felt that just like just think about it, if the Masada kedushin doesn't really know what he's doing, and somebody makes a mistake, and really they're not married, there's a lot of halachic implications. It's pretty obvious. So based on that, you could have argued that you should be as medaktik besidur kedushin. The whole kedush of Klal Yisrael is predicated on sidur kedushin. Yet, the minig Yisrael is not to be so makbid. Based on this diuk of lahoyrois, based on Rashi in our Gemara, maybe we'll talk more about it another day.